one of their calendars of daily specials so you don't miss any of your favorites. Bradbury Station in Delhi salutes the Norfolk girls basketball team and wish them good luck.
Well, Norfolk gets the ball to start this second half. They move right to left. Here is Macy Diller with the ball on the left wing. Goes cross court to Ivy McGowan. McGowan dribbles toward the corner. Now gives it back to Stowers. Now over to Dillard. Back to Stowers up top. Over to Dodson near the left elbow. Had the ball knocked away from her, but the Stowers is able to keep possession for the Lady Panthers. McGowan goes cross court to Dillard. Up top to Stowers. Over to McGowan on the right side. Cross court to Dillard. Now back up top to Stowers. Over to McGowan on the right wing. Finds Rangel at the elbow. Back to McGowan. Pass was knocked away, but McGowan is able to keep it. Here is Stowers with it now. Her three-pointer misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Abby Dean for the Lady Leopards. 36-23, Norfolk leading as we are 50 seconds into the second half. Ball goes into the front court to Hill. Over on the left side to Armour. Up top to Fowler. Fowler is trying to get out of the double team. She finally gets it over to Milburn. Now ball goes down to, I'm sorry, that was Dean with it. Now goes to Hill in the right corner. Now she'll give it to Armour, who's going into the lane. Her layup was blocked. The ball goes right to the hands of Maddie Milburn in the paint. Her jumper, good. Maddie Milburn with her first 2 points of the day, 36-25. Lady Panthers leading it, 6:40 left in the third quarter. Here is McGowan into the front court, throws over to Stowers on the right side. Cross court to Dillard on the left. Dillard going into the lane, now kicks it back to Stowers up top, over to McGowan on the left wing. McGowan's going to drill to the low block, now gives it to Dodson at the elbow, up top to Stowers, over to Dillard on the left wing. Her three-pointer is up, good! Macy Dillard with 8 points now. 39-25, Lady Panthers leading it. 6:11 left in the third quarter. Here is Dean back the other way, going into the lane for the running jumper. No good. Offensive rebound by Armour. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Kaylee Armour now with 7 points. 39-27, Norfolk on top. Less than 6 minutes left of the quarter. McGowan into the front court. Alpina in the 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Dillard on the left side. Now up top to Stowers. Down to McGowan near the corner. Down on a low block to Dodson. She's going to put up the shot off the glass and in. Marley Dodson with 17 points. 41-27 Lady Panthers leading it. 5:35 left of the third. Here is Fowler across the timeline for the Lady Leopards. Throws it down near the left corner to Armour. Now it goes to Dean. Dean drills out to the wing. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Hill with it. Now Dean has it in the paint. She's going up for the layup. No good, but draws the blocking foul and will head to the free throw line for a pair. Kinley Stowers picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Panthers. So two shots for Abby Dean. These will be her first free throws of the day. First one up, no good. She has 6 points so far in this contest. There's 5:21 left in the third quarter. Second shot for Dean is up. And good. She gets one of two. She has seven. And that cuts Norfolk's lead back to 13. 41-28 is our score. Here is McGowan throwing it over to Dillard on the right side. Back up top to McGowan. Over to Stowers on the left. Down a low block to Rangel. Back to Stowers in the left corner. She's going to drill towards the paint. Now kicks out to McGowan on the wing. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Hill back in the Lady Leopards. Hill has the ball knocked away in the front court. Stolen by Norfolk. Eighth turnover against Alpina. Ivy McGowan going back the other way for the layup. Off the, up. No good, but draws plenty of contact, and she'll head to the charity stripe. That is on Alex Hill, her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Leopards. 4:55 left of the third quarter. It will be Ivy McGowan at the free throw line, where so far she's 2 of 4 with 8 points. First shot up, no good. Anna Bryant's going to check into the game for the Lady Panthers, replacing Kinsey Rangel. And now coming in for Alpina is Whit Caulfield, as she will replace Maddie Milburn. So McGowan with one more free throw. Second shot is up. Good. She gets one of two. Every trip for her has been one of two. So she's now 3 of 6 from the free throw line with 9 points. 42-28, Lady Panthers leading it. Ball goes up top to Dean. Over on the left side, left elbow now to Armour. Now on the right side to Caulfield. Caulfield will throw it over on the left wing to Hill. Hill will dribble up between the circles. Man-to-man defense for Norfolk. Ball goes down to Armour near the left corner. Ball down goes. Tried to throw it down to Dean on the low block. It was knocked away by Dotson. Ball goes out of bounds, and Alpina will inbound it on the baseline. 4:29 left in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Fowler in the left corner. Now she will give it to Dean, who's going to dribble into the paint. Go for the layup. No good. Rebound is controlled by Sowers. Back come the Lady Panthers, leading 42-28. Here is Sowers into the front court. Throws it to Dillard on the left side, up top to Dotson. Now Dotson's going to drill toward the paint. Kick it out to Dillard on the left wing. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound is controlled by Kaylee Armour. Back come the Lady Leopards. 14-point lead for the Lady Panthers. Fowler throws it to Hill. They still have to get it across the timeline. Finally, they do, as Caulfield has it on the left wing. She will throw it to Dean. Her three-pointer in the left corner. No good. Rebound is controlled by McGowan. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Alex Hill picks up her third personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half. And Alpina is going to take the timeout. 3:53 left to play in the third quarter. It is Norfolk leading Alpina 42-28. You're listening to Lady Panther basketball on 99.7 The Boots.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Ball coming out of the timeout, leading 42-28 over on Class Kits 101.7. They're just about to start the second half, and Mount Home is up on Greenwood in the Class 6A state tournament, 17-13 in that girls' game. Lady Bombers looking to advance the semifinals. Ball goes down to Dotson, now up top to Sowers. Her three-pointer, good. Kimberly Sowers with 5 points. 45-28. Lady Panthers lead goes up to 17, where there's about 3.5 minutes left of this first. Of the third quarter, that is. A turnover by Alpina as Dotson comes up with the steal. Ninth turnover against Lady Leopards. Ball goes down to Dotson on a low block. Hurd's layup is up and in. Marley Dotson with 19 points. And that is the margin as well. 47-28. Norfolk leading it. A little over 3 minutes left of the third quarter. Ball goes down to Armour in the left corner. Now to Caulfield on the wing. Hurd, she's going into lane for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Sowers. And back on the Lady Panthers. Sowers across the timeline, throws it to McGowan, over to Dillard. She has between the circles, finds Sowers in the left corner. She's going to be fouled. Abby Dean picks up, that is Abby Dean picking up her fourth personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Leopards. Caulfield's going to check out of the game, replaced by Maddie Milburn. And I was kind of wondering if McKinney's going to try to sub for Dean as well, now that she's got her fourth foul, but right now, no. Sowers will inbound on the near sideline. She gets into McGowan. Takes the screen from Bryant. Dribbles up top. Throws over to Macy Dillard. Down to Dotson on the low block. Over to Sowers on the left wing. She's going to try for another three. It rolls around and goes in. Kinley Sowers now with 8 points. 50-28. Lady Panthers leading by 22. Back the other way. Dean going into the lane for the layup. No good. Milburn gets offense rebound. She will throw it to Armour, who puts up the jumper in the lane. Good. 9 points for Kaylee Armour. 50-30, Lady Panthers leading it. 2:16 left of the third quarter. Here is McGowan across the timeline from Lady Panthers. Drills to the left wing. And she is going to draw a hand check foul against Alex Hill. That is Hill's fourth personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Leopards here in the second half. 2:09 left to play in the third quarter. It is Norfolk with the ball leading by 20. Sowers will treat an inbound pass on the baseline. She gets into McGowan in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Dean, and back come the Lady Leopards. Alpina with the ball trailing by 20. 50-30 is our score. The ball goes down to Milburn in the right corner. Her jumper is up and in. Maddie Milburn now with 4 points. That cuts the Lady Panthers lead back to 18. 50-32 our score. 1:48 left of the third quarter. Here is McGowan back the other way, going to find Bryant on the low block. Her jumper is up off the glass and in. Hannah Bryant with 6 points. once again a 20-point advantage for the Lady Panthers. And back the other way, the Dean gets in, walks into the front court, has the ball knocked away from her by Dotson. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Alpena keeping possession with 1:32 left. Alex Hill is going to check out of the game as she is replaced by Caulfield. Armour takes the inbound pass. We'll give it to Melbourne. Now Fowler has it on the right side. Man-to-man defense for the Lady Panthers. Ball goes to Caulfield. Down low block to Dean. Her jumper on the low block off the glass and in. Abby Dean now with 9 points. 52-34, Lady Panthers leading by 18. 106 left of the third quarter. McGowan into the front court, throws over to Dotson on the right wing. She's going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Marley Dotson now with 21 points. And it's a 20-point lead once again for Norfolk. 54-34 our score. Back, here's Dean back the other way for the Lady Leopards. Throws it to Fowler, up top to Caulfield. Caulfield will throw it to Dean in the right corner. She had trouble catching the pass at first, but finally does control it. Now her pass to Melbourne knocked away by Stowers. It goes out of bounds. It will be Norfolk Alpena keeping possession with 40.9 seconds left. Melbourne will inbound it into the corner to Fowler. Now to Dean on the wing. Finds Armour on the low block. She puts up the hook shot. No good. Rebounds controlled by Maddie Dillard, who checked in a little bit ago. She will give it to Dotson, who crosses the timeline with it. 30 seconds left of the quarter. 20-point Norfolk lead. Here's Dotson going into lane, going up for the turnaround jumper. No good. The rebound is chased down by Fowler, and back home the Lady Leopards. Fowler being trying to get out of a double team, has the ball knocked away from her. Loose ball, it'll be a jump ball, and it will be Alpena keeping possession on the arrow. 14 seconds left in the third quarter. It is a 20-point advantage for Norfolk. Pearl McGowan and Kenzie Rangel checking back in for Norfolk, replacing Marley Dotson and Macy Dillard. Melbourne will inbound it on the baseline. She gets into Fowler up top, over on the right side to Caulfield. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is controlled by Rangel. 8 seconds left. She has the ball knocked away from her, and now ball still loose, and looks like it will be another jump ball, and this time it will be Norfolk's basketball on the alternating possession. 3.1 seconds left as Dotson's going to check back in real quickly for Norfolk, replacing Pearl McGowan. So Stowers will inbound it to Ivy McGowan. She's got a few seconds left to try a jumper at the end. She's going to try for the layup. It rolls around, will not go. Oh, that was close. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Norfolk leading Alpena 54-34. You're listening to Lady Panther basketball on 99.7 The Boots.